Take one, action.
Self-esteem really question themselves. And you think, you know, well, I would never, you'll find yourself in that place like, what was I not doing? And sometimes it's not that you were doing anything wrong, that you weren't doing anything enough of. Some people are just
malicious in that way.
They are. Mm-hmm. And you know, I'm about to put this on blast.
Oh God, we finna get
good. No names.
I'm not gonna say no names.
We gonna call this person.
Barbara. Hello, Barbara. This is Shirley.
You gonna call her Linda? We gonna call her Linda. That's what we gonna call. We like Linda.
Mm-hmm. So, not why.
Yeah. All right. So yeah, y'all, I know that. So like PB said, you can kind of, you can be in that relationship, and you can look at it like this. If somebody that look like Beyonce Knowles Carter can get cheated on,
well.
There ain't nothing that us commoners can do to keep. If Queen Bee herself defined this woman on the face of the planet that is on the wall of every single young boy in America, can get cheated. Now, y'all, hey, Beehive, do not come for me. I am not a diehard super fan of Beyonce. Now, don't get me wrong. She's good at what she does. She deserves to be exactly where she is. I am not a super fan. I love my girl Cardi B. Shout out to my girl Cardi B. We'll forever love her. But what I'm saying is Beyonce is talented, and she does. She works hard. She, you know, all of the accolades and things that she has, she worked for. What I'm saying is she's also very beautiful in the eyes of many men and some women, maybe one of them. But if she... If somebody like that, like, so it's like there's something missing. It has nothing to do with the person. Mm-hmm. It has everything to do with the person that did the cheat.
All right. There it is.
Lady, like, she is itching the same. Like, her whole face just looked like I need to shut up and let her talk.
No, never.
Oh, okay. No?
Okay. First thing is quick segue. Celebrities are people too. Okay? They just got more money than most of us. Some of them.
Celebrities are people too.
Celebrities are people too. They go through cheating. They go through weight gain, weight loss. They go through depression, all this other stuff. So,
but the thing is, we hold them on... We hold them on a pedestal. Why? Because unbeknownst to a lot of people, or not unbeknownst, but it's like... unrecognized by other people, they are idolized in a sense, and they almost like celebrities can do no wrong. And if they do wrong, it's like breaking news. You know?
I don't understand, but we're gonna
go ahead and go past that. So about 40 years ago, I was strolling along in the world, and I came across absolutely nothing. So, guys,
set him on up.
Like, walk up the stairs just to fall off.
So, I got one question. So, in your entire educational career, who was your worst teacher and why? Just last names.
Not that I remember names.
Your worst teacher. I got one.
I'm not going to say their name, but I remember them. I'm not going to say their name because their name isn't common.
Okay, well then, make up one.
Oh, yeah, I could have did that. Her name was Miss D.
Okay.
Oh, dang. I'm sorry.
Why?
So we were in her class and we didn't learn much. And she didn't expect much from us. I went to Title I elementary school. Title I meaning that most of the kids in the area get free school lunch. And the school, I thought I was at a good school, but it wasn't. Yeah. So the teacher didn't believe in us. And I say that because all we did in her class was mostly get candy. And
so she gave y'all cavities.
Diabetes.
Diabetes.
We ate a lot, but when I look at her, she was eating a lot too. So like,
she wanted her children to feel what she was feeling.
Let me finish.
She wanted you not to be able to walk also.
So like, it was just, it was just the standard of expectation though. And she wasn't the only teacher there. Yeah. It was just a lower standard of expectation, and we ate and we didn't really learn much in there. And looking back on it, yeah, that's not good. You shouldn't do that.
Interesting. What's all about? Y'all got a worst
teacher?
This is
so weird, considering.
I'm considering.
Good thing I don't have anybody I know doing this. I can remember.
Okay.
Their name was Mrs. H.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Which one is when they sing like Ain't Got No Man?
Miss.
Miss. She didn't have no man.
Is that the problem?
Miss H couldn't find Mr. D. She needed to.
Yes!
I'm just saying.
Oh, God, we get your pieces. They're so high. Oh, my God. They are not selling them. He's one of a kind. Find him one very similar.
Oh, it's.
Oh,
oh man.
But H was, oh, my God, she was a complete B. And a C.
Yes! Yes!
Oh, man.
Yes!
I remember we would, this is back in the day when they had reading as a class, which they need to bring back.
Oh, God.
The ones I got can't read for shit.
I love it so much.
They're going to be sober a little problem pretty soon.
Yeah.
Show it.
Oh.
Can you come and give me some extra credit? You so fat. With your bald head and strong arms.
Tell us about Miss H. Oh,
Miss H. Miss H. Now, I don't know how the class was. I don't know how the class was to work because I was, like I said, when I started teaching, they had the class for class. But we would come to the Mrs. H. BC's class.
HBC.
And so I love my sisters, and she was a sister. And so she was basically like, sit down, shut up, read your book for you all that can. You specifically go in the corner because I don't like your khakis. Man, the lady was mean. Now, granted, I can understand why she mean, not because I'm mean as hell too. But yeah, she was just mean for no reason at all. Like, dang, Miss H need to find some D, and so we can get an A.
Get our A about this bitch. And we don't got to see, you know what?
So, hey, yo, go find Miss B. She need to find a letter and get some service. But she was just mean for no reason at all. Like, I remember one time this lady literally told a boy, if you guys go to the bathroom, piss in the chair. And oh boy. Oh. Like, all right.
Well,
let's say I never smelt the wonderful smell of lemon pledge. But yeah, she was just mean for no reason. Now later on, like I got older and I started to be nosy and shit. So I figured out why, like I said, she was such a itch. But you know, I ain't had nothing to do with that. That was your problem because you can't. You know what? I'm done.
To be continued. Lady, what about you? Who is your worst teacher?
My worst teacher. It's probably a professor in college.
Just initials.
He, I don't even remember his name.
Oh, he was that insignificant.
Oh, wow.
He wasn't that mean.
Clearly.
I mean, I wouldn't say mean. Worse. Like, it was an economics class.
Okay.
And he taught his own brand of economics. How he viewed economics. Not how, you know, the world would.
Or the textbook.
Yeah, or the textbook.
Okay.
You know, he was in the process of writing his own textbook. To economics. So basically the stuff he was teaching us,
he came out of his brain.
Yeah.
And not by
and he had a very strong accent coming from the I would say Middle East. He had a very strong accent, and I unfortunately could not understand, so it was kind of like, I already can't understand you, and you're teaching me something that only you
understand.
No. And there's no textbook yet because you're in the midst of writing it, so exactly.
But you expect for me to write a paper on that.
And you expect me to know the answer to these pop quizzes that you just want to know, you know, walk in class. Oh, pop quiz! Sir, what? I don't even know what you taught yesterday. I don't even know what reference. How can I study? There's no book. Like, I mean, yeah.
No. I can't even Google it.
Exactly. Like, because this is not... This is not credited. You are the only one that knows this information. It was the only way I got through that class was by the grace of the Lord, and the fact that he had a teaching assistant that thankfully spoke very good English, and she just gave us the pop quiz before class. I was like, thank you, because I would have failed. Like 6 weeks in, I'm like, what? I already got an F. I don't know what's going on.
She probably went home and she was like, you know what? I know he's a handful and I know these students are going to have a terrible time. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to suggest to him that we have a pop quiz and then I'm just going to give him all a damn thing.
I don't know what she did, but she was saving grace because that's the only way. That is the only way I passed that class because... That's all the homework we had. That's the only thing we did because there was no book. We couldn't study. Like, the pop quizzes were the grades. So I'm like, thank you. Whoever you are, I don't remember your name if you ever listen to this. Thank you. You are amazing.
You know we're talking about you.
I was just like, that was the only way to get that class.
This sounds kind of rough there.
Considering my major depended on economics.
Man, y'all, my worst teacher was, her name was Miss C. I hated this lady. You know what I'm talking about. I hated. She was one of my high school teachers. I'm not gonna say what she taught because that'll give it away. But I hated her so much. Every day I went to her class, it was something. We literally got into it every freaking day. Like literally. We got into it every day. And it was like close. They trying to guess, y'all. Lady D guy. We got into it every day. And
y'all, this is so funny. They're trying to guess.
It's so funny. Oh my god, they're so funny. Y'all, we got into it every day. every day. It got to the point that I told her, I don't even like your fucking class. Like, excuse me, I'm sorry. It got to the point that I was just like, I don't like your class anyway. I don't want to be here anyway. She told me one day, she's like, Jasmine, go stand outside. Okay? I'm going to go stand outside. So I took my hands outside and I went outside and I opened the door because they was doing the stuff in the classroom. And so I opened the door. I opened the door and I stuck my head in there and I did what they was doing.
You know, after a while, it's like, is it the student or the teacher here? You know? Because, you know, rebellion seems to be.
She irritated my soul. Like, and it was every day. Like, even when I went, I would make it after my, I think I had this class fourth block. It was high school, y'all. So I think I had this class fourth block. And so after my third block class, I already knew I had to go to this half a class. And so I was like, okay, so what I'm going to do is, I'm not going to say nothing. I'm going to just go and we'll be good. I'm not going to say
So today, you decided to be good, but the other days,
I'm just be good.
You woke up and chose violence and was like, I'm going to make her life a living.
And so my homie that I used to walk class with, we would walk together to this class. And he would, he'll be like, all right, Jazz, you need to chill. I'm like, I didn't even do nothing to her. Like, she just got it out for me. This whole, I feel like she woke up and was like, what can I do to kill Jazz today? And it was just like every day. Like, and when I say every day, y'all, I mean religiously every day I would get kicked out of her classroom. Like, every day. Every fucking day. And so it was one day, so... I can't tell y'all everything because then y'all know what class it was. Then y'all might do some research and then find out. But so we were doing this project. We were doing this project. And I was on one team. And then this lady decides to say, no, you're not going to be over here today. You're going to be over here. I'm like, the capacity that the Lord gave me does not allow for me to be over here. I'm like, I cannot do that. Like, I cannot. And she was like, well, you're going to do it today. Y'all, when I tell you, I looked at her and I said, so you think? I was like, I cannot stand her. And it's not that she was a bad teacher. Like, she wasn't a bad teacher. She was just a bad person. Like, she was a great teacher for that subject. Like, she knew a lot about that subject. Like, she was very talented in that subject. She was just a bad person. At least me. The help of them went and got married. I said, who married that? And why? I just don't understand it. But anyway, I said all of that to say... Okay, so because we... So I said all that to say... Y'all know, so a lot of the stories that y'all said were of teachers. Sober the Love said his worst teacher was one that he felt like didn't pour into him. P-Bit said it was a teacher that he felt like was mean.
I said because she didn't get dick, but that works.
Well, because she ain't do that. and then Lady D said because the teacher did whatever. I don't even know.
Basically what. Teaching his own stuff.
I don't even know what that was. And I just didn't like him. But I said that to say, sometimes teachers just need to retire. Like, if you feel like you just don't have anything left to pour into students, you need to go. Like, even, like, if y'all ain't figured it out yet, P-Bit is a teacher. And as mean as he is,
they snitching, cuz.
I still feel like he has something to pour into his little raggedy head students. Like, even if he walks around every day throwing shoes at their face,
hypothetically speaking. That did not happen. We did not. even throw shoes in the class.
You know, he feels like he has to pull off his shoes and, you know, football it down. It's okay. No, he, nobody got hurt. But he said, now that's a joke, y'all. Before y'all decide that y'all want to go and report him to the school board of North Carolina, then y'all, you know, it's okay. chill out. Relax. Go, wind it back. It was a joke. We are joking. But anyway, but if you fit, like, the thing is, even though you, you know, rule with an iron fist, you still have something to pour into your students. You know, and I feel like once you reach that pinnacle of, you know what, I'm just going to come in here and wield my iron sword and I'm going to slap down on every child, you know, how I want you, when I want you, where I want you, it's time for you to get the hell on. Because at that point, you are no longer shaping the minds of the future. You're just there to be a big bully.
Alrighty, guys. So before we go, I want you to always remember to never let the world tell you what you cannot do. Make sure to follow me on all my lovely social media handles. Check out my blog to stay inspired. And of course, I'm going to link them all in the description. So until next time, keep shining, loves. Peace.